Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
The small town of Savage Wells is barely big enough for the people who call it home. It certainly isn't big enough for more than one sheriff. Yet when famed lawman Kate O'Brien rides into town, he finds he's not the only man ready to take on the job. What's more, one of his competitors is a woman. Paisley Bell loves her town and the eccentric people in it. She's been the acting sheriff for months and isn't too keen on relinquishing the job to anyone else. Not only does she love the work, but she also needs the income to take care of her ailing father. It's a true battle of the sexes, and sparks fly between the two as Cade and Paisley banter and boast, neither one ready to acknowledge the attraction they have for each other. But when Paisley's former beau shows up, along with a band of bank robbers, Savage Wells is suddenly faced with the kind of peril that only a sheriff can manage. Who will be man enough, or woman enough, to step up, claim the badge, and save the town?
Okay, I do want to point out that these books are by Sarah M. Eden, but they are not inspirational. They're just clean romance. All right, this book has a lot of interesting side characters. So, did you have a favorite side character? Because you get to, she introduces you to Savage Wells and all of its citizens, and they're all very unique. So was there one in particular that you really liked?
It's tough. I absolutely love Tansy, and Andrew has a soft spot.
I love Andrew's my favorite. I absolutely love him.
Yeah, those two are the best.
Did you have one, Tiff?
I was going with Tansy as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
And both Tansy and Andrew are pretty strong throughout the whole series, as far as they're constantly in there. I feel like the others kind of fall to the wayside as you read. What was your initial reaction to each of the sheriff candidates? Because there's Cade, Thackeray, Rice, and Paisley, and they all show up like on... at the beginning. That's really how it starts, mm-hmm. as Cade's coming into town. What were your thoughts on them?
Cade was like the sharpshooter, right?
He was
like the strong candidate.
He was like the...
kind of overconfident that he was going to get the job.
Because he was good.
Yeah.
Like, he already... Yeah. He had a reputation for cleaning up towns.
They did. Yeah, they did. I think the way that she wrote it, it did well to show. It showed his history. Like, yeah, he was talking about his reputation and stuff, but the way the towns reacted, like the people that just, so many people just quit and walked away like, oh, it's Kate O'Brien. Well, I'm done. So yeah. I'm like, it shows that he's not just talking.
Right.
He's not just an overconfident, like arrogance. It's like he's legitimate, has a reputation.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, like, I'm not going to say it because that's not a nice way to say it, but he's not a bad boy, but he's like a bad butt. I'm not going to say the other word, right? Like, everybody knows, man, when Cade gets a hold of a town, he brings law and order, and you better toe the line or else. So, and Paisley's not fazed by that at all, but she also has a lot of motivation to keep the job. Like, it even says on the back of the book, because she needs to help her dad, which we learn more about him as we go in that whole situation. All right. So Sarah introduces the citizens of Savage Wells through various scenarios that make Cade and the other candidates look silly. But since Paisley knows everyone in town, she looks amazing. So what was your favorite incident?
They're all good. But man, the ones that stick out would be like the Annabelle.
Yes.
That's probably one of my favorites just because how ridiculous and like.
Oh, we won't say who Annabelle is because it would ruin it for anyone who hasn't read the book. But the fight, they're fighting over, it's Mr. Abbott. Is it?
I think
it's the Canadians. Oh, shoot. Now I'm mixing up who it was. Anyways, it's two men fighting over Annabelle.
And your sweet Annabelle.
Yeah. I thought I liked that one. I also liked Mrs. Wilhite. Is that how you said her name? Wilhite with the ribbons. Yes. And somebody stole it. Really, she just can't remember where she is. She's a hoot, too. All right. So I think Cade is a flirt when it comes to Paisley. So let's talk about some of the times he was a real tease and how Paisley handled it. Mm-hmm. You like how she, I mean, there was one point where he had her like pretty much like pinned against the wall and he was saying some pretty.
I wonder if we're thinking about things, the same thing.
Flirty things. And then I like how she gives it right back. Like, he thinks I've got her.
Yep. You know? And then she's just like, well, two can play at that game.
Yep. And he's like, darn. May have met my match here.
Yep.
I think he's used to women swooning for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's...
She's not going to have any of it.
She's not. But at the same time, she is. But she's like, I can't let him know that I'm, like, strongly attracted to him. it cracked me up. She put in a lot of different... But that's the one that stood out to me because I loved how... It's like, he's like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get this kiss. I'm going in for the kill. And she just slides out from around him and she like saucily walks away. I mean, she is swinging those hips.
Yeah.
And she then looks over and is like, yep, two can play that game. I'm like, you go, girl. You make him work for it.
Gosh.
All right. So as you're reading the story, there's a lot of struggles that Paisley's facing. And they come to light about halfway through the book. The biggest two being her father and their financial situation. Because, you know, let me finish this question, then we'll circle back. But what were you feeling towards her? And did you agree with Cade and Gideon's assessment that Paisley always assumes the worst intentions of others?
I think she does when it comes to her. Like, she just doesn't understand her. She doesn't see why people would believe in her or have, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She's so, whenever anything comes up, so, well, you think I can't do it. But I think it's her own prejudice sometimes that kind of, like, she knows she's a girl and what she's trying to do isn't common.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a lot easier to, instead of saying she fears it.
Yeah.
Like, she just automatically assumes everybody's against it.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I think also what happened with her dad as far as being really kind of pushed out of his job. Like, I know he had to leave eventually because of his own health issues. But I think the way that all that went down was shady, which then causes her to not trust very easily because it hurt her dad in the end.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about her situation in general? Because, you know, as she's going for... the position, it feels like Cade is going behind her back, but not really. He got really stuck between a rock and a hard place, really, because there's this new shipment of money that's supposed to be coming in, which he knows that's going to bring in robbers. And so he agrees that Paisley would make a great sheriff, but in order to protect the town now, he needs to be sheriff because he has the reputation to keep most of those people away because they don't even want to take him on. So what did you think about that whole situation for her? Because she is like at a town council meeting and the poor thing was in tears when she ran out. What were your thoughts? I mean, how would you have reacted if you were in her shoes?
I know. Probably I don't know.
Yeah, I would cry too.
I would cry, yeah.
Because you feel like nobody believes in you at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the man you're falling for and that you feel like he could, like, I could actually trust him is the one that stood up and said, it needs, we need to stop with this whole interviewing process. And it, I just need to take the job.
Yeah.
I think in she, I think she understood it, but I think it really hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, you almost, I'm like, come on, like, really? Like right now, like she's so close. She's actually competing for what she wants and this has to happen.
And she's been outdoing him.
Yeah. And it's like, man, she has a chance and it's, you almost feel for her. Like that would probably be like, oh, come on. Like really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Joshua throw you for a loop?
Yes. He did not seem like the kind of person Paisley would be with to begin with. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was very odd. But then after meeting him, like he's so condescending kind of in a way that you kind of understand maybe some of Paisley's self-doubt too.
Yeah.
So that's, it's just true. Like, man.
But I didn't even see that as being a problem because there's so many other problems going on. You know, dealing with her dad, working multiple jobs to keep food on the table. I mean, she's doing like three or four different jobs.
Yeah.
Losing the sheriff's position. They're preparing for this big money shipment to come in and trying to keep people, you know, bad people at bay, the bad guys at bay, and then figuring out that the bad guys are closer than they realize. You know, there's all this. And then all of a sudden he walks on the scene. I'm like the woman needs one more thing to deal with, you know? And I just never even saw that coming.
I couldn't believe like the way he acted towards her. It was just like, it almost blew your mind. Cause the one sees, oh, you know, he's treating her like she's this girly girl. Like, oh, you shouldn't be doing this. Or it's like, what in the heck does he even know her at that point?
Yeah. He's very much, this is the, what I want my woman to be doing and you're not doing it. So I'm going to tell you, you need to do this. So I thought, well, why even pursue her then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why even come back for her? But you're right. I think that's where self-doubt comes in. And I won't give much, won't say much more because he's also the reason why she has trouble trusting Cade with her heart because of all that went down between her and Joshua. All right. Did the outcome of the mystery they were solving surprise you? This kind of circles back to the threat was closer than they realized, which we won't say who the threat was, but
yes and no.
Oh yeah.
I know.
Were there any clues that kind of like, I mean, as you were reading that made you go, oh, I think it's these guys. I didn't pick up on anything until closer to like the end of the book.
Yeah. It's just some of the conversations. It's like the information that he was giving out, like, so I don't want to give too much and tell you who it is.
Yeah.
But the information he was just letting slide or the questions, like he, so I was like, why? It just seemed like he kind of led conversations a little bit. It was like, it was just odd.
If you were in Paisley's shoes, would you have pursued a career in law enforcement?
I mean, that's never been on my radar as is, but because it's kind of scary to me. But if I was that good of a shooter and knew the townspeople and I mean,
she did fill in pretty
much. Yeah, she was like, already doing the job. Yeah.
She's capable, and especially she likes it like that.
Yeah, she loves
it. I would hope that I would. I would hope that I could be Paisley to stand up for what I love to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I'm like you, Tiff. I'm like, I would never have that on my radar. Now, if I was Paisley, yes, I'd probably would.
Yeah,
I would fight her if I was her. But personally, I have no interest in that. I am a total woman when it comes to that. I am all about like, my man can protect me. I'm good. Yeah. I should have no some things, you know, but for the most part, I'm all about like.
See, I would like the ahead. First responder stuff. I would not want to be.
Like
I don't want to be a lawmaker, like a helper. Like I'm the comforter. I'm like the, I want to help people, protect people, but I don't want to be the protect people like where I'm.
The front
having
line.
To take people down and you know.
Yeah, I have no interest in that. Yeah,
it's like, I don't want to have to arrest people, but I'll take care of it if I have to.
And I also, okay, I don't know if you ladies do this, but like when I see people being really ridiculous and like idiotic, I get so embarrassed for them. Do you do that? Where I'm like, oh my word, you need to like stop. Just shh, because this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing.
I like, you get the embarrassment thing, but sometimes like I have inappropriate laughter sometimes. So I think I would not be able to take people seriously.
You would be like, seriously,
what are you doing right now? I don't know.
Mine's my face. Like I would sit there, but I'm like, I can't control my face. Like my face is going to tell you what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And it's going to be looking at you like, are you a fool? And it, yeah, that doesn't go.
Yeah. I'm not good.
Not nice.
I don't say I'm not good. I'm getting better with confrontation, but I don't enjoy it.
No.
So like, I can't even imagine the simple act of pulling someone over for speeding.
Yeah.
I don't really want to confront you for this.
Yeah. I'm like, come on.
I mean? Like,
you know what you did.
I know how I feel when I've gotten pulled over. I don't want to be.
Yeah.
I've only been pulled over once.
I've been pulled over once when I was like 17. And then once when I had the kids, so I was a lot younger.
Yeah.
Just when I had my Mustang, so.
Oh.
I wasn't speeding. Think
you and your Mustang.
We're coming home with Chuck E. Cheese.
Coming home with Chuck E. Cheese.
My goodness.
You were partying. So basically, of the three of us, Jamie's most likely to be Paisley. The rest of us are, Tiff and I are like, we're out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like the ending of the book?
Yes.
Yes.
Because that's where they both, Cade and Paisley, it's like they finally have fully trusted each other, right? Because she takes a shot. No, he takes a shot. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. It's more that Paisley, like Cade has finally won her trust. Because he takes a shot and he goes, and then he's like, oh my word, I'm so sorry. I was so scared. Are you okay? Are you okay? And she's like, I'm fine. You're the only man I would trust. Take that shot. And he did it, obviously, and saved the day, rescued his damsel. Although I wouldn't consider Paisley a damsel.
I was going to say, at the same time, it's almost simultaneously, she rescued him.
Yeah. Mm. It's a good ending.
And they both end up with what they want. And I love that.
Yeah. I do too. So how would you rate the following elements of Sheriffs of Savage Wells? So we'll start with romance, the romance level.
Maybe mocha.
I like a mocha too.
Yeah, I think I could agree with mocha. It, like I said, it's not an inspirational one, but it's clean. It's not over the top. What about suspense? I feel like it comes in at the end, so I would probably say espresso because it's not there like throughout. What about action?
Or mocha.
Mocha.
There's a lot
going on. It's not necessarily always shoot 'em up, bang bang, but
you guys would go mocha.
You're
with
not
it.
Like traveling through mountains or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or in a battlefield or how about the mystery?
Espresso.
It's there, but you don't know it till the end.
Yeah. Kind of
thing. The espresso. Yeah, because you don't realize they're among them.
Yes.
How about the drama?
I'd say mocha.
I think so, too. I think between the citizens and their kind of silly drama. And then Paisley has a ton of drama in her life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I would definitely go mocha. And what about the inspirational level?
Espresso.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like she mentioned Scott maybe once here or there, but it's not anything. And it wasn't intended to be. I didn't catch that when I picked up this series. So apparently she writes in both. She'll write inspirational or just clean romance. So.
But even though it's not, it's almost like it's inspirational. They just, I mean, they didn't talk about God a lot. She mentions him, but the morals are still there. The characteristics that you find in those stories are still there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's still... I think it walks the line. It's good.
What is your overall lasso rating of Sheriffs of Savage Wells by Sarah M. Eden?
Three lassos.
I'm going to give it 3.2 because this is the book that drew me into this genre. Do you remember you had it?
I did
as
it for the first
book club at the library, and I was like, I am hooked. And then I was like, Jamie, where are more books like this?
And then I was so happy because I ran out of books, and then you did this, and now I'm like, I don't have to worry about it anymore because Melissa picks up books.
Yes, we get so many books, so many good authors in here too. So. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would like to invite you to connect with us further and get a free read. Right now, if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get the first 9 chapters of my book, Unwavering Faith. Plus, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.